What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on a Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. It's a very, very busy news day. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, but I'm going to ask you to refrain from calling in unless it's really, really important and on topic, because I want to get through the story about these bombs and the migrant caravan before we have people calling in and wanting to go off topic here. So obviously, if you've had your TV on at all, the big story, the only story, has been that bombs similar to the one that showed up at George Soros' New York home have now arrived at CNN, the Obamas, the Clintons, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office, addressed to Eric Holder. Of course, the media is a big deal. Oh, these, it's terror, it's terror, it's terror. And CNN literally evacuated their studios on air. I'm sure that made for some good ratings, maybe. They could certainly use the help over there. So they had to do an evacuation. But I'm going to tell you right up front, we'll get into the details here a little bit. But this is obviously a PR stunt. It's a PR stunt. The Democrats are desperate. This is their attempt to counter all of the liberal violence on conservatives that we've been seeing lately and say, see, see, we're victims too. We're victims too. Oh, those evil conservatives here. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is out there saying, this is definitely an act of terror. And believe it or not, the corporate media is already saying President Trump is to blame because of his politics of divisiveness. And I mean, for them to make that leap, you know, bombs mailed to the homes of prominent insider deep state Democrats. It's got to be Donald Trump. This is Kavanaugh all over again. Just believe the accusation. We don't have to have any evidence. And that's what makes it a PR stunt. We're less than 2 weeks away from the midterms, and the Democrats are not doing very well. In fact, apparently over at the Stephen Colbert show, he's been advised to stop using the phrase blue wave, because at this point it's down to a blue trickle at best here. Over on ABC, David Muir, again, pinning the blame for the attack on President Trump. And, of course, federal investigators are looking at surveillance videos. They're trying to find out what's going on. George Soros' son on that same bandwagon, Alexander Soros. Oh, yeah, it's Trump. You know, it's his demonization of opponents. And that's just stirred up all this trouble. So what we're getting from official sources, and by that I mean other than the corporate media, many of the bomb packages had the same return address, which was former Democratic National Committee Chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Hillary Rodham Clinton just happens to be in Schultz's district today campaigning. Now, here's a huge clue. This is an article coming out of the Gateway Pundit. Investigators are saying this is very suspicious. There have been zero detonations. None of the bombs have gone off. Now, bomb experts have dismantled the one left at Soros' home, and it was a pipe filled with black powder. And more than that, they're not saying. They're still trying to spin that this is all real and everything. But even a former FBI assistant director, Chris Swecker, said investigators are going to consider all possibilities and that it could be someone who's trying to get the Democratic vote out and build sympathy. So people aren't falling for this. We've seen too many of these dirty tricks come out of the Democrats. The bomb that was sent to CNN, there were two pictures taken of it and leaked to NBC. And on one side, it shows a possible ISIS flag. It's a little hard to see, which is kind of silly. If the bomb is going to blow up, why do you bother putting decals on it? But remember what I said, look for what should be there and isn't. And in that photo, and there's the photos of both sides of this device that was sent to CNN, there's the pipe, and there's a little digital clock, and that's it. There is no battery which would be needed to fire off the blasting caps to detonate it. Now, law enforcement would never release any images about explosive devices. It's always a full blackout. So somebody leaked this out, you know, to make the story, to get it on out there. And by the way, little side note here, pipe bombs don't have wires going to both ends. That's just dumb. This thing's a movie prop. You'll have a pair of wires going to one end where presumably there is a blasting cap. And why do these bombs have timers? Wouldn't you rig the envelopes to go off when opened? I mean, the recipients are going to open the envelope, which is what happened in SARS. Oh, my goodness, it's a bomb. It's going to go off in 6 hours. Let me walk over here, put it on the ground, and call the police. It's a joke. It is really a joke. And by the way, who mails bombs to people who don't open their own mail? It's a joke. It's propaganda. It's desperation on the cusp of madness is what it is. All right, we're going to do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And for those of you playing catch up here, we're talking about this very obvious hoax to make us all feel sorry for the Democratic figures who are getting these bombs, which are an obvious joke. There are so many things wrong with them. Again, they look like movie props. Little digital timer, no battery, wires to both ends of the pipe. None of this makes sense. And, of course, meanwhile, there have been over 500 acts of violence by the left against conservatives. The media just ignores. But, boy, are they going to town on this story. Oh, my goodness. Hey, yeah, that's the big story here. They're still on. They're still talking about it. And they're playing politics with this whole thing. And what they're not reporting on, of course, is Trey Gowdy's hearings. This is the day when Rod Rosenstein and George Papadopoulos are supposed to be having their closed-door testimony with Trey Gowdy. That's not getting any coverage at all here. Nor, for that matter, is the migrant caravan. That's kind of dropped off the screen. But more and more photos are surfacing from the migrant march, and more of the people in the march are being photographed giving the MS-13 gang sign. Now, over at Univision, Jorge Ramos has become the caravan's champion, and he's now out there demanding that the government of Mexico provide more buses and more trucks to get these now apparently 14,000 people up to the American border. And every time he appears on TV, it's a caravan of refugees. They're perfectly helpless. There are no terrorists. There are no criminals. And just go, go, go. Now, Tucker Carlson got to interview Jorge Ramos and asked how many caravan immigrants he personally planned to take into his home. And at that point, the interview began to break down. And Ramos was out there saying, this has nothing to do with the individuals. It has to do with nations. And you have to understand, these refugees are not a threat to the United States. And then he started in, I know that in Fox News, and Tucker Carlson interrupted him saying, don't start making this about Fox News being racist. This is a simple question. How many of the refugees are you going to personally house? And it kind of went downhill from there. And Ramos is wrong. These refugees are going to be harmful to the United States. even if they don't commit crimes, even if MS-13 reforms stepping across the border, even if they're not carrying contagious diseases, they are going to be an additional strain on our already overstrained social service system. They're going to be a drain on the economy. Now, over at MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell is praising those in the migrant caravan and criticized supporters of Trump, saying Trump voters are loathing, desperately fearful people, that you're just being afraid of those people. Well, again, we now know for certain people from the Middle East are hiding among that 14,000. People from Mexico are using the opportunity to try and get in or get back into the United States of America here. So MSNBC is out there saying that Donald Trump is fear-mongering. Interestingly enough, though, Chapman University conducted a survey of American fears. And you want to know what was at the top of that list? Corrupt politicians. The environment came in at number two. So what is Trump going to do about this? Because this is his biggest test. And it is, unfortunately, a lose-lose situation. If he stops the migrants at the border, the Democrats are going to denounce him as racist and inhumane and cruel and tyrannical. If the migrants get through that fence, it'll be seen as Trump failing to protect our borders, which is one of his major campaign platforms here. As of right now, there are 2,100 National Guard troops on the border. Just 2,100. Most of them are not armed. And here's where it gets really weird. Last April, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis authorized that as many as 4,000 troops could be sent to the border pending approval of participating state governors. The memo allowed for the cost of the deployment to be reimbursed through federal funds, but also limited the National Guard's role, prohibiting National Guard forces from interacting with any of the migrants or taking on a law enforcement role. So what does Mattis think these National Guard troops are going to do? Just wave at the migrants as they pour into the country? I mean, the way Mattis has set this up, those National Guard can't do anything to stop them from coming into this country. It's just amazing. More photos, again, from the caravan are showing these caravan migrants carrying bags full of food and other things that are clearly stamped with the logo of USAID, which, of course, ultimately is paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. You are now being forced to pay for the invasion of your country. Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch is saying the wall is not enough. President Trump should order criminal investigation of how the caravans have been organized and financed. And based on Judicial Watch's reporting from Guatemala, it is likely that Americans are involved. And I would not be at all surprised about that. Now, there is already a second migrant caravan that has formed up. It's about 1,000 Hondurans. It's 200 miles behind the first one. So Trump had better send the army, the regular army, down to that border right now with whatever it's going to take to secure our border, because he made that campaign promise. And if he doesn't live up to it, he's a one-term president, and he's got to know that. According to Fox News, the caravan includes migrants from India, Bangladesh, and Africa, along with, of course, identified MS-13 gang members. We don't know how many are in there. We know there are some because they're being photographed, flashing the MS-13 gang sign here. So there may actually be a link between this migrant caravan and the phony bombs that were sent out to the Clintons and the Obamas and so forth, because it looks like this caravan of invaders has backfired on the Democrats. It's not working for them. People are not saying, yes, this is a great thing and we're going to vote for you. And as a matter of fact, the Democratic leadership has already sent out a notification to their various offices saying to just stop engaging on the caravan story and go back to other topics. They're sending out the message, drop it, just drop it. It's a loser for them. Rasmussen did a survey and found that 51% of likely U.S. voters believe the U.S. government should stop. All of those Hondurans headed this way. 38% say they shouldn't, that the Hondurans should be allowed into the U.S. while their applications for amnesty or refugee status are processed. But that's not the way refugee status works. You're supposed to apply for refugee status while you're still in your home country. But this is a huge margin, and I can see why the Democrats are backpedaling on this, and we're desperate enough to try and distract from all of this nonsense with these phony bombs. I mean, looking at how crude those bombs were, this was a rush job. I mean, this is amateur night. I just got an email from somebody who's apparently been visiting websites all over the net, saying on no websites anywhere can I find anyone who thinks this is a real threat to these Democrats and Soros. And I've been to dozens just today. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense. And again, to recap the reasons why this is all fake. First of all, the bomb is just a pipe with a little tiny digital timer on it. There's no battery to power a blasting cap. The wires go to both ends of the pipe. That's not how you build a bomb. And why mail a bomb to somebody that's running on a timer? It gives them an opportunity to escape. It's just plain silly. And, of course, these packages were all mailed to people who don't open their own mail. This is as phony as it becomes. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think it's a big mistake, Mike, to if the Army goes down there and acts like an Army. I think the Army should go down there and just assist ICE. And when these caravan people come, they should just help them, put them into trucks, and handcuff them and bring them to FEMA camps. And then after they're in the FEMA camps, put them on airplanes and send them back to their country of origin, and then charge that country of origin for the air flight and for room and board while they were in the United States. You know, I worked on ships for years, and any time a ship had a stowaway, that shipping company had to pay for them to go back to the country where they came from. And that really made the shipping companies really extra careful about not having stowaways get on their boats. And I think that we have to punish the countries in which these people are coming from, because they're wink, wink, nod, nod, and shipping their people to our country, hoping to get residual money and remittances out of this country. It's all about money. The best way to punish these countries that these people are coming from is hit them where it hurts, and that's financially. And we have the power to do that.
Trump's already going to do that. Trump's cutting off foreign aid to these countries right now. Apparently, when Mike Pence had his conversation with the president of Venezuela, basically found out, and this is, I think, been confirmed through other sources, the governments of Mexico and Guatemala just sort of formed this partnership to create this highway between Honduras and the United States, including paperwork and apparently some vehicles and trucks. The problem is those 14,000 people are not just going to line up at the border to be processed by ICE. They're going to try and crash on through the way they did the border between Guatemala and Mexico and vanish into the U.S. heartland, where ICE is going to have a lot of trouble finding them. I think it's time that Donald Trump step up to the plate and keep his promise he was going to secure the border. And basically, it's going to be an object lesson to basically stop this from going on, because if we keep allowing the people in and we take care of them and we feed them, more are going to come, even if it's in the FEMA camps. They're going to keep on coming. Our current policy doesn't work. Okay, Joe, stay on the line. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee, and we're talking about the migrant caravan and, in a larger context, the terrible state of our immigration system as it is. Basically, the open borders globalist George Soros people hate the idea of national borders. And our national borders have been under attack by these globalists for quite some time, which could be construed as an act of clandestine warfare. But it's time for Donald Trump to put up or shut up, because he campaigned on shutting down that border. And yes, there is a wall being built. But obviously, the migrant caravan is heading for where the wall has not yet been built, because if it had been completed, this wouldn't be happening. But I disagree with your idea of allowing them into our country for processing, because they're not going to stand in line to be processed by ICE. They're going to try and flood on through and disappear.
Well, Mike, what scares me is if the military has a confrontation and shoots even one or two of these people, it's going to be a huge uproar. and it's going to look bad on everybody. My thing is that, you know how easy it is to string razor wire and barbed wire and put up electrified fences? I mean, I'm sure we have people in that caravan that are telling us the location, they're monitoring it. We have our spies, no doubt, and they're not going to come and surprise us, like, you know, and break through. We don't have to let that happen. My point is, the Mexicans are going to not allow them to just. Personally, we ought to close the border with Mexico if it was up to me, and just let the Mexicans sit with them. They're not doing. As far as I'm concerned,
I agree with that.
This is almost an act of. This is almost an act of war by Mexico on the United States, and we should start treating the Mexican government
as one. And we should treat
totally
it as an act of war.
That.
Okay,
but
we know that Mexico gave these 14,000 people these temporary travel documents to make it legal for them to be crossing Mexican territory heading for our border. And it's an invasion. Let's understand that that's exactly what's going on here. This country has been going through a slow motion invasion, both of refugees and illegal immigrants, and it's time to put it to a stop.
Well, I agree, but at the same time, we have to, you know, the politics of it with the UN and the mammy-pammy liberals. We can't really allow, like, the clubs and the shootings, which is what happens in Israel, and then all of a sudden it's all over the news. So I think we ought to do is, I've always thought the wall itself is a mistake. I think they should make a fence with electrified wire and razor wire and have a no-man's zone between wire boundaries and put robots and AI and helicopters and minefields, but because it's flexible. And I don't think that this 14 people act like this 14,000-man column is coming in is going to be a big surprise. It isn't. We'll know where it's coming, and we can be ahead of the game.
There's no question. They can't hide that. If nothing else, I'm sure that there are satellites overhead keeping an eye on where they are. But when I say they're just going to flood on through, is they're going to simply overpower those 1,200 National Guardsmen who don't have guns and are under orders not to interact with the migrants. You know, by direct orders of SecDef Mattis. So they're just going to push on through. They're going to bloody them up the way they did the Mexican police who were sent to try and keep them from coming in from Guatemala, which in hindsight was kind of a token gesture because they only sent down a couple of dozen Mexican police and they all got beat up pretty badly. And that's what's going to happen down there on our southern border to those National Guardsmen. Unless Donald Trump uses his authority as the commander in chief. Now, yes, he's given the Pentagon control of the military in terms of the prosecution of wars in other countries. But Trump is still the boss. And
well,
Trump can issue the orders. And he can fire anybody who doesn't go along with the orders. And given that these... migrants are not, in fact, walking up here. They're riding in buses and trucks. They could be here day after tomorrow. The time to be mobilizing the military, at least 20,000 strong, is right now.
I totally agree, but I think that there are techniques in crowd control that can be used. You can use old railroad cars to steer the crowd and actually start culling it like you would do with cattle. And then you can get them to a manageable rate where you can just put them on buses to FEMA camps and then let the countries pay for their room and board and their flight.
I don't agree with that. I think they need to be turned back. And I agree with you. If anyone actually got shot, it would be a PR nightmare. The liberals would seize hold of it. But the military has these area denial weapons. And I put up articles on both of them at whatreallyhappened.com. One is the LRAD, which is that very loud sound generator that is way above the threshold of pain. Then you have that microwave area denial system that heats the water in your skin, and it makes you feel like you're burning, even though you're actually not. We already have these systems. They should be on the way to the border right now. In fact, probably some of these microwave systems ought to be mounted on helicopters. To basically just go where the crowd is and just start pushing them all back.
Yeah, I just nobody starts shooting at them and blames it on the military.
Well, anything is possible here. This is Trump's moment. He's either going to do what he promised or he's going to be a single-term president. Thank you for the call, Joe. We're going to let you go. We have other callers waiting, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And flipping on back to this very desperate false flag bomb thing to try and build sympathy for the Democrats here. Apparently, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo claimed that he received a device trying to hop on the bandwagon. But according to the NYPD, no, there wasn't a bomb or even a phony bomb in the package. Just grandstanding. Everybody's out there. Did you get your bomb today? You know, it's the fashion. You get a bomb today. All right. So back to the phones here. Phil in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, my friend. You know, I can't believe what I've been hearing about this caravan and things. You know, we got six, seven families running as we speak. They're not Mexican. They are white. The same thing's going on in Honduras and Guatemala. And, you know, the cocaine, the drug gangs are all down there running their thing. These people are trying to escape with their lives. Many of the fathers have been killed, left with five or six children, a woman. How is she supposed to go to work or anything? And the cocaine happens to be more valuable than the stock market by about a factor of three times. And it's
especially
going to keep
today.
Going. Yeah, and we need the military down there. I'll agree with that. We need to not have them at the border. We need to have them in Honduras, Guatemala, all those beautiful Latin American countries that people would not choose to leave if their lives didn't depend on them. We need to go clean those drug gangs out or fill this border and bring the drug gangs up here and so the wonderful Americans can't get out and see how they like it for a while where they're breathing their last breath, who knows, from day to day, starving and all this, that, and the other. We've caused this. And now we want to, of course, Trump's in. He wants to keep his arms folded like he always does. And just let him die off and whatever. You know, I'm telling you, we're keeping rich people rich with this cocaine and stuff and drug pipeline down there. Mike,
oh, yeah, and a lot of it's tied in with U.S. intelligence agencies. And in fact, there was a story that one of our members posted on the website today. Apparently, over in Africa, a United Nations truck that's supposed to be carrying humanitarian aid rolled over, and police discovered it was filled with all these contraband minerals that they were trying to smuggle out. So there's a lot of corruption. But here's where I'm coming from, okay? The people in Guatemala and Honduras have to fix their own nation. We, the American people, have got enough on our hands trying to fix our nation. And we've got to close the border. And remember, Eisenhower completely shut down illegal immigration across that southern border with only a tenth of the manpower of the current Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It was called Operation Wetback, which, of course, the liberals would scream, you know, bloody murder about that name today. But if Eisenhower can do it, Trump can do it. And,
well,
I'm not sure that a wall was really necessary. We just have to cut off the financial incentives for people to sneak into this country. And throwing some crocodiles in the Rio Grande probably wouldn't hurt either.
Well, if you're not going to be able to live in your country, I mean, it has nothing to do with financial. It's your last breath. We would react the same exact way, especially with this government keeping the rich in like they're keeping in. I can't believe people are this cold-hearted to see what their government's doing. You know, like I say, I'm not Republican or Democrat, never have been, never will be, because they're one and the same. But to not give people their lives where they can breathe. Does it have to be stated that we would act the same way if you're under assault where you're going to kill your whole family and that? So it can just become, Latin America can become a drug store down there where the world comes to get their drugs? That's what they're turning it into.
Well, that's why the U.S. will never militarily intervene in there, because our own intelligence agencies and many of our politicians, look at the Clintons, for example, they're neck deep in all of this. If you go back and you look at the history of the Clintons when they were in Arkansas back in the 1980s, they were up to their neck in the Iran-Contra scandal, which involved smuggling guns down to Nicaragua and smuggling cocaine back. And they all got very rich off of that. They don't want that to go away.
Ronald Reagan was the one that got the Iran-Contra thing going with no less than Oliver North. He was found with all kinds of cocaine. They did it on purpose to ruin this country, to keep our attention diverted from what they're doing, getting the rich richer and taking countries over that. I'm sad to be an American. You know, and then I hear people talk
On that one, I agree with you, but just to be accurate, Iran-Contra was actually started by George Herbert Walker Bush because Reagan was already starting to deteriorate from his Alzheimer's. But Iran-Contra needed a covert U.S. base of operations for the smuggling pipeline to go down to Nicaragua, and that was out of Arkansas. If you see the movie American Made with Tom Cruise, much of that actually did happen.
Yeah, Mike, I want to thank you. We've touched on some issues, food for thought for people, and I appreciate your show, and you're doing a great job, and I thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Phil. We're going to let you go. And I know I get a lot of emails saying that, you know, it's heartless not to let all these people flood into our country. But, you know, when I was growing up, we had a saying, charity begins at home. And I don't think we should be spending money to let refugees or illegal immigrants into this country and take care of them while we have legal American citizens sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters. We have to take care of our own first and foremost. So Trump, like I said, this is your watershed moment. You campaigned on this very issue, and everybody is watching to see what you do. And if you do just sit back with your arms crossed and say, oh, well, then you are definitely a single-term president. Okay, Art Off the Grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, and you are touting exactly what I've been saying. Sad to say, I tuned in about a half hour into the broadcast, so whatever you said that first 30 minutes, I missed. But
these phony bombs that were being delivered to high-profile Democrats in what is
right.
a pathetic attempt to build sympathy.
And that was the primary reason for my call, was I kind of figured you were going to be talking about that. But, you know, I do a talk radio broadcast on the Internet myself. I'm on 3 days a week. And last night, you know, I was talking about this very thing, and it was amazing to me how many people in the chat room were saying exactly the same thing you were saying about, it's not like we don't have enough room and this and that and the other. And my argument to these people was, I'm not saying we don't have the room. What I'm saying is we don't have the resources. We can't even
yes.
barely... We can't afford the ones we've got already, and you want us to take another 7 to 15,000? Come on, folks. This is absolute insanity. But, you know, on this bomb thing, I want to remind everyone, shortly after September 11th, Mike, I'm going to put your memory to the test, because I know you got a really good memory. So I'm going to test your memory here. What was the big thing after September 11th?
The anthrax letters.
Bingo, exactly. So, here's what I've been putting out. Would you be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, to find out, I'm not saying this is the case because we're early on in this, but if we are to believe the polls that are suggesting that Republicans are overwhelmingly blowing this thing out of the water in the midterms against the Democrats, would it be so surprising to find out that all of these so-called bombs are not what I call false flags? I call them staged events to drum up sympathy for the Democrats to get people. I mean, come on. It would not be the first time that this tactic has been used.
Oh, the Democrats love to play victim all the time. Oh, we're all victims. You're victims. You're victims. Somebody did a spoof Democratic ad, which is on the main page at whatreallyhappened.com. It's very well done, and you need to take a look at it. It's very funny. And part of that pitch from the young lady who is delivering the commercial is saying, you know, you're all victims, and, you know, we're going to take care of you. And that has been the pitch of the Democrats, because the liberals have really run out of any other ideas other than identity politics, the politics of personal destruction. This bomb thing was a Hail Mary pass because of the poll numbers coming in regarding the immigration and the migrant caravan coming to the border. Not going well for the Democrats. It's working against them.
What I find interesting was, you know, the whole Christina Blasey Ford was a Hail Mary pass that failed. So it doesn't
yes.
surprise any. Why would it surprise anyone that they're trying another Hail Mary? I mean, this is how they work. And
yes.
on that spoof that you're talking about, can we link to that through whatreallyhappened.com?
You mean the ad? It's
yeah.
up on YouTube. You can embed it in any website. And by the way, I do ask that everybody take that ad and post it everywhere. It's very well done. It's very funny, and it really hits the nail on the head of what the Democratic agenda is really all about.
What's the title of it so we can look that up?
It just says Democratic ad.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, appreciate it, Mike, and have a great one, man.
Okay, if you look on my website, it's titled New Democrat Campaign Ad. And again, it's a YouTube video, and you can embed it anywhere that you can. And I advise you to do that. I'm surprised YouTube hasn't pulled it down. Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you. We're going to let you go and switch over to Emmerich in Vancouver. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, I'm just listening to your show, and I totally agree with you that you guys got to take care of your border. You guys spend so much on the military. If you can't defend your own border, what's it all
yep.
for?
Well, that's to also, go on out and steal wealth from other countries.
I think that if you guys tell those guys exactly what's going to happen when they cross that border, there should be no surprise. And if they decide to cross, it's on their own free will. That's their decision. Can't blame you. Just tell them ahead what's going to happen. So it's no surprise.
Yep. But again,
that's the only way. I know it's going to be political, this and that, and you can try to use the, you know, not the heavy weapons, but have them there. In case anything goes wrong, you guys can take care of it. You guys got to show that.
I am absolutely stunned that the 2,100 National Guardsmen already at the border, most of them are unarmed.
No weapons,
what are they supposed
to
use? Harsh language?
I know. Yeah, exactly. So that means, like, you're not really serious. So here, Trump can either prove that he is not a paper tiger, that he's either going to be a paper tiger or not. You know, he means business, or he's full of hot air.
If he doesn't stop that caravan at the border, it's effectively all over.
Next month, there's going to be another caravan, and then another caravan.
There's already a second one that's formed up. This is what the liberals want. You know, the liberal and George Soros and the globalists, they want to do to the United States what they did to Europe. And we can see how well that worked out over in Europe.
So, but if Trump doesn't act, then that raises a question. Is he part of the problem? Is he part of the New World Order in disguise?
Well, I don't know that he's part of the New World Order, but he's definitely a weak leader. He's too easily manipulated by those around him. We know that he's very subject to flattery. Again, if he does not stop that caravan at the border, effectively his administration is over. Nobody's going to listen to him anymore. He'll spend the next 2 years as a lame duck, and then he'll get voted out of office.
He's going to lose all respect. He's going to lose all respect, I think. Ron, he's going to be a paper tiger. Oh, yeah, he says, but he doesn't act. So, again, you got to tell him, drop leaflets, whatever, over bullhorns, tell him, let him know exactly what's going to happen when they cross that border. Let them cross that border. Let them go 20 feet. That's it. Stop him there. Anyway,
well, again,
that's up to you guys, but that's my opinion, and maybe I'm cruel and whatnot. I know they're poor people and this and that, but you still got to maintain order, and they can apply and come through in legally. You can't just change it. What would happen if you go to another country and you break their laws? What do they do? They throw you in jail. They act. So, you know, you guys got to act. And to imprison 15,000 people now and all the expense, why? Don't even let them come in.
Yeah, just turn them around. Tell Mexico and Guatemala, look, you trucked them up here, you truck them back.
Exactly.
And I do agree with that other caller, you know, that that any expenses incurred by the United States come out of the foreign aid being sent to Mexico and Guatemala, who, by the way, have shown their ingratitude for all that foreign aid by allowing this to happen.
You know, and comparing this to the Palestinians in Israel, there's no comparison. Palestinians, they've got a legitimate beef. They're on their own land. They were just demonstrating 300 feet away from the border. They've been being picked off. There's no comparison. You can't compare these two. Not at all. But anyways, they're going to show that they mean business. Maybe I'm just too mean. I don't know. I just too much politicking and whatnot, and you know, the Democrats are going to cry and these guys are going to cry. Let everybody know ahead of time what you're going to do. There's no surprise. You don't want to do it, tell them not to come. If they come, this is what's going to happen.
Okay, I got a solution. Okay, let's find 17,000 liberal Democrats who are willing to sponsor one of these migrants and take them into their home and just privately cover the cost of feeding and housing and educating them. And that's going to make everybody happy, I think. But I seriously doubt you're going to see that because the Democrats want to bring them all in, make them Democratic voters, and otherwise ignore them.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, you guys got major problems over there. There's no question.
Oh, boy.
No question.
Yes,
you
we
guys
do.
Got major problems. So.
We got major problems.
It's too bad. Too much politicking, I think. Too much BS, and you can't do this because of this. And
all right, well.
All right.
Yeah, I need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't.
and draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, if you've bought small electronic devices, you've probably noticed many of them, especially LCD screen devices, will have this little peel-off plastic over the display that's printed with what the display will look like when the device is on. And that's part of the store display, so it looks cool. And when you get the device, you peel that off and just throw it away after you put batteries in and use the device. Here's the thing. I just found a high-resolution version of that photograph of the bomb that was sent to CNN. And that little piece of thin plastic is still on the face of that digital clock. Somebody put a battery in it. You can see literally two different sets of digital numbers, one over the other. Now, if you're not peeling off that little piece of plastic, then it makes it very difficult to, first of all, set the correct time on that clock, let alone set the time for an alarm. So that's another indicator. This is a hoax and a very hastily put together one. All right, let's go back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Now I know why my clock says 12:47 all the time. I never thought about peeling that off.
Well, at least it's right twice a day.
Mike, breaking news. Cuomo's bomb wound up being Reuben on rye with a pickle on the side. What a joke this whole thing is. Isn't it a coincidence?
It is.
The caravan's on its way, and pipe bombs are on the way, too. Jesus. Can't make this up, Mike. Oh, my God. I mean, what? Oh, my God.
Well, somebody made it up, but they did a really bad job of it. This is sloppy. This is high school quality work.
Yeah, Mike, this is one of the reasons I got rid of my cable box, and I don't watch TV, I don't watch reality TV shows, soap operas, and sports, because, you know, I listen to you and I do my own research, because what we're witnessing is, like, you know, besides the bad stock market again today and yesterday, because this is what's really, you know, not only that, but with this, you know, Trump pulling out of the intermediate, can it get any worse? I said this before. Can it get any worse, Mike? What's going on? You got all these combined things coming together, you know? And I just want to tell people, this 15,000 migrant thing, I mean, this is all political and slash the economic, because, like, this is to hurt Trump, basically.
It's failed. It's failed. And the Democrats are panicking now because the polls are showing that the majority of likely voters want these people stopped at the border. They're already backpedaling away from this thing. They want the story to go away. And so far today, there's been hardly a mention. They're still going on and on about these phony bombs, and they're just hard selling it. Oh, feel sorry for the Democrats, some conservatives. It was Donald Trump. I mean, seriously, we're seeing that from Soros' son, ABC. They're saying ultimately Donald Trump is to blame for all of this. Okay. All right. Now, Dustin, stay on the line. We got to do a break for station identification. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.